Tonight's meditation focuses on cultivating sati, mindfulness. Core part of our meditation practice. Actually, sati is the topic for tonight's discussion. So, sitting comfortably erect, just notice the experience of being present in your body, here and now. Particularly the sensations that are noticeable as you breathe in and out. Fundamental part of this practice is what we call aiming and sustaining. Aim your attention at the beginning of the in-breath and sustain that awareness for the duration of the in-breath, and then you repeat that same procedure for the out-breath. This aiming and sustaining establishes mindfulness. And mindfulness is simply being presently aware in a way that's non-judgmental. In the same way that a camera is sensitive to light, when light hits the receptive surface in the camera, it just simply captures it. And that's what we're doing with mindfulness. Just noticing. And this noticing, primarily focused on the breath, but also being mindful of all the other phenomena that pass across your attention. Sensations elsewhere in the body, sounds in the environment, even thoughts, moods. One of the characteristics of sati is non-forgetfulness, or termed another way, not being absent-minded. To know what you're paying attention to as you're paying attention to it. Of course, there will be lapses of mindfulness. What's interesting is that as soon as you notice that you're not mindful, you're mindful again. It's that straightforward. Then the next choice, the next intention, brings your focus back to the breath. The foundation, the baseline for cultivating mindfulness. primary function of mindfulness is to monitor the quality of attention. A very important element of this practice is supporting stability of attention. You accomplish this by maintaining a specific and persistent focused on the in-breath and the out-breath. This quality of ongoing mindful awareness of the breath reduces the potency, the intrusiveness of any narrative. And at the same time, allows the body-mind system to become calm, unperturbed. Mindfulness can either be focused specifically on a particular spot, in this case, an area of sensation while you breathe in and out. Or it can be focused broadly to be inclusive of the breadth, the scope of your awareness. The primary characteristic of it is present moment awareness. each moment of awareness that is free from suffering has as an essential element mindfulness. The next moment might be a moment of losing that present moment awareness, of being absent-minded. The more we can associate a series of moments of mindfulness together, it inspires confidence. That confidence allows us to significantly advance our practice on the path for awakening. This persistent application of mindfulness requires diligence, quality of alertness that's calm, non-reactive, free from craving and clinging. So as we practice mindfulness of breathing, very important to keep remembering to be mindful. Keep bringing mindfulness back into awareness. We're vulnerable to discouragement, frustration, when we are no longer mindful. Please realize that mindfully recognizing that you haven't been paying attention. It's an opportunity for liberation. It's a good thing. So when disappointment or frustration comes up, be mindful of it. The sooner you're mindful of it, the less attractive and controlling it is. Just notice there's a potential for it, and then bring your attention back to the breath, mindfully. another manifestation of persistent application of mindfulness while paying attention to breathing in and breathing out, is that mindfulness monitors and coordinates what are called the awakening factors. Mindfulness is associated with investigation, with the channeling of energy, with a certain kind of buoyancy and resilience of attention called joy. The quality of awareness flows with more tranquility, less jumpy, more stable. And that supports concentration. And all of those, with the support of mindfulness, are brought into equilibrium, equanimity, balance. One of the ways to notice this, even early on in your meditation career, is to realize that at some point in your meditation period, your attention is more vivid. Sensations of breathing are more detailed, like a zoom lens on the particular areas of sensation. There's a quality of heightened interest that keeps the mind alert, engaged. And along with this increase of capability to remain mindful, there's an increase in confidence. This confidence fosters a willingness to keep practicing. A direct realization of the benefits that come from diligence as you practice mindfulness of breathing. One final suggestion. When you practice mindfulness and thoughts come up, see if you can be mindful of the process of thinking without being enchanted by the content. This is also called noting. Just simply being mindfully aware that the mind is fabricating some kind of narrative, but being aware of it as a process in the same way that you would be aware of an itch or a sound. Practice with that sort of mindfulness as well. Thank you for your practice. I wish you well.